Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news that we think you should be aware of, sponsored by In-N-Out Burger. Now, that's what a burger is all about. Should you break up with somebody who eats a Kit Kat bar whole without breaking the sticks apart? I don't know who starts this kind of stuff, but there's been a big debate on Twitter. And the answer seems to be yes.
Yeah.
Anyone who eats a Kit Kat bar that way is unlovable.
I see. But people who use a spoon with pasta, they can stick around.
Well, they
love. I see how. Yeah, they do.
Off-duty FBI agent in Denver did a backflip on a dance floor of a bar the other night. But his gun fell out of his pants. Then it fired. Hit a random guy in the leg. The guy who got shot's going to be okay. Charges may be coming against the agent.
He busted a movie.
Yeah, there was a circle and people were, you know, like doing spinning on the floor and stuff. And he thought, wow, you know, this I can do
great.
This.
That's like, he sounds like he was going to go down and do the worm or something like
he
was that.
He did a backflip. Then the gun popped out of his back.
Oh, so he had to pick it up.
Yeah.
Sure. And then, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I am so sorry. I was doing the wobble and look what happened.
My gun fell out.
Oh my gosh. Well, Mike, an 11-year-old, Hartford, Connecticut, being hailed as a hero, fought off a kidnapper. The boy and his father pulled into McDonald's. Dad went inside to order food. You know, he was just running inside. Well, the guy jumped into the car.
Oh.
Before speeding off, the 11-year-old took his book bag and started beating him up with it. The guy said, forget it. And he just took his book bag and he got out of the car.
Wow.
But everybody was okay. They found the guy and they charged him with kidnapping.
Well, you shouldn't leave the kid in the car by himself.
I know. He was 11.
Well,
you know, it was probably that. Yeah, I'm going to run him real quick. It's hot out. Leave the air on. I know. Poor thing. Hey, the National Spelling Bee, it's over. We talked about it last week. But how bad are we adults at spelling compared to those kids? Well, Google released a list of the most commonly misspelled word in every state this year. In 11 states, the most commonly misspelled word, this is terrible, beautiful.
Really?
Beautiful.
B-E-A-U-T-I-F-U-L.
Correct.
Wow.
Ding.
All right, hold on.
Go ahead, give yourself a ding.
Thank you.
Here in Nevada, the most misspelled word, and this is according to, they look up, you know, like how to spell the words that people put in most often. Here in Nevada, the word is probably.
Probably?
Yes.
People in Nevada can't spell probably?
Probably not, because they're probably dopes. What are you thinking, people?
P-R-O-B-A-B-L-Y.
Correct, Mike.
Well, hold on. I get two dings.
You do get two dings.
Well,
yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Now, one of the other words, and I get it. You got to sit down and write this out, but, and I'm not joking, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That's not a real word.
No, it's a movie word.
No, but it still, I mean, come on, people.
S-U-P-E-R.
Yeah, we don't have all day.
I know. Okay.
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. There
Bam.
You go.
I'll give you a ding.
Booyah. Thank you very much. People, get with it. Get with it. Buy yourself a thesaurus. It might help you out. Or just a basic dictionary. How about that? Good luck to you all. It is Monday. That's your other news.